Now on Tone Radio, this week's shopping forecast, issued by Offshop, in association with the Cake Moisture and Icing Viscosity Conglomerate, issued at 2100 hours today. Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. These stores have 99 problems, but a witch ain't one. As part of the Halloween celebrations, they'll be selling Rotten Corpse flavour crisps. Don't worry though, they're not made with real rotten corpses. A survey was carried out on cannibals to find out which flavours taste like a rotten corpse. Rick James recently condemned these crisps as super freaky. In various stores, the bread is actually dough-covered cats repackaged as tiger bread. Floor scareness, 8, with a chance of potholes. Lighting, low, occasionally poor. This may be a tripping hazard, but if you trip and die, you'll be repackaged and sold as corned beef. Cooperative and Morrison's. The ghost of Lou Reed will be haunting these stores, and why not? On such a perfect day like Halloween too. Go on, take a walk on the wild side. The rain in these supermarkets have changed from rainy to bloody rain. And it'll be raining blood till midnight when the ritual starts. If you see the Dracula face anywhere in store, you get to take home the blood of a virgin. Any deaths in these stores this week will be donated to pigs and gobbled up quickly. Cornflake rating of 66. And all the hotties will be given exemption from the werewolf ravaging, happening in 15 minutes. Iceland, Farm Foods, Lidl and Aldi. Ooh jeepers, listen up girlfriend. There's special offers at these stores for Halloween. You'd think it was like a national holiday or something. You can buy roasted fingers and eyeballs from the freezer sections, and if you're really up to it, you can purchase an assorted mix of genitals. Floor bloodiness, 69. Keep a lookout for the smelly man with skin that looks like bird's eye potato waffles. Queue size, expected to trail back to the tampon aisle. Two witches' fingers in lengths. WH Smith, Wilkinson's and HMV. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find, and we can act like we come out from this world, leave the real one far behind. The Range, B&Q, and Wickes. As part of Mr. Spongy's new range of furniture, you can now get the new Mr. Spongy floor. Yes, it's all at your fingertips. Just easily lay the floor down all over your front room. You have your own piece of Mr. Spongy on your floor because, as Mr. Spongy said, he loves it when he gets laid. From next week, Mr. Spongy is also opening up a detective agency to arrest people for crimes because Mr. Spongy loves to finger people. Now for the bread report. If you've ever wondered what happens to the crust from bread with no crust, you can now get a guided tour of the Bread Crust Guild of the UK in Manchester. You can either take a bit of crust home with you. I'm not eating it though, I don't know where it's been. Crust thickness, 3.3. The bread whiteness this week is a whiter shade of pale. Some would say it was as white as a ghost, but would say ghosts are see-through. See-through bread would be pointless, wouldn't it? Nobody would know where to eat. Bread softness, soft, occasionally crusty. Radiation, moderate. It's advised that you don't eat it with young children present. And young children don't eat bread. Children are disgusting. Finally, for this week's milk quality. Milk opacity, 92%. Cream strength, 101%. Everybody loves milk, except me. The smile rating this week is 78, with a 4% chance that it's not from cows. Dribble needs are moderate at 83.8. That was the shopping forecast. I'm Fred Hart.